Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the...
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW. Coming at you.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. You've tuned into a YouTube exclusive. First and foremost, I need to talk to Tanner. Oh, we should introduce our guest. We actually have somebody joining us for this YouTube exclusive. Very first guest to join us for the YouTube exclusive. I don't know if we're going to be doing this one very often because, you know, YouTubes are just me and Tanner normally. Can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everyone. Alicia Spears here, Elliot's little sister, back at it again.
There
YouTube
we go.
Exclusive. Welcome. Thank you.
I think she might actually be our most returned guest.
I was thinking about that before we came here today, and I was going to bring it up.
Yeah, because, like, we had Bob on, and we're like, Bob McKay has been on a few times. Yep. And then we're like, Bob, you might be the most, like, returned guests that we've ever had. And then I was like, I don't think it might be you.
I know you guys just like having me here, and I like being here.
There you go.
It's a good
there
time.
You go.
It's a good time.
Tanner moving around the batteries over there.
Yep, so I can be lazy.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yep, there we go. So what I want to talk to you about is we have a bat here in the office, not for intimidation purposes or anything.
Oh, I thought you meant the animal, and I got very nervous.
Well, I would have been nervous too, bro.
I was like, I cannot deal with that.
Yeah.
I don't get paid enough.
Nope. So I was playing with the bat, you know, just, you know, doing some like old
bat
school
things.
Gangster stuff with the bat when I talk on the phone.
Acting tough.
Acting tough because I am not. Hence the cardigan. but I need a bat that's the proper size.
Yes.
So this bat's too big. I didn't know you could buy bats like of different sizes. So
yeah, like, it's height dependent, like a snowboard.
Yeah, so my bad. So next time we go...
My bat.
You know the metal bat that you have?
Yeah, I have a bat that might be your size.
That's the size I think I need.
Yeah.
So next time we go out and about, we need to look for a cheap bat. So.
You want a cheap bat or you want...
Well, I already bought the Louisville Slugger, so that's, like, I already, like, checked that off the bucket list. I bought a wooden Louisville Slugger. You know what I don't like about that bat, though? That bat, like, at the top, they have
it's
the top
divoted.
Hollowed in now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
All baseball bats are like that now.
I think it's something, I know, I could just be making this out. No, I think it's something to do with corking.
Like
so you can see if it's been tampered with.
Yeah.
And whatnot. I don't know for sure, but.
Interesting.
The other thing, I was watching some baseball, and, like, all the players now, when they go up to bat, wear, like, padding on this arm and stuff. Like, it's a whole thing.
I mean, more players should have more protection.
Yeah, you got hit in the face with a bat, so.
Sure did. Broke my whole face.
There you go.
Bats will do that to faces.
Oh,
well,
no, it was
a
ball.
Bat. It was a ball. I got a line drive to the face.
Balls will also do that to faces.
Right.
That's what she said.
I was going to say, with correct velocity.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard.
So big shout out to Laura, EK's friend. She's the one who snagged me this awesome cardigan. We gave her a shout out on an episode already, and I gave a shout out to her in one of my grateful fours.
Yep.
But thank you very much for this sweater. Now normally I would wear it with some aggressive European shorts.
Yeah.
Maybe some boat shoes. But I figured for everybody at home, like, the shorts, they're aggressively short. So
you
I
didn't
figured,
want to go balls to the walls with it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The one thing I forgot to do, I should have done it outside. I'll do it before the day's over. But I forgot to do my, I forgot to post, I should say, my three things I'm grateful for today.
Well, it's not too late.
Yeah, I'm going to do it after the filming of this episode.
Nice.
Yep. So, Alicia, you're up here for Calgary?
I am up here from Calgary. Yes, I am.
What do you, did you come just to visit? Why did you come up here this time?
I did. Just came to visit before school started. Get a little extra visit with my nephew in.
Mm-hmm. He's getting big.
Oh, man. He's doing so good with Lily.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just thought I'd bring her up for Mac Fort Mac summers are always great.
Yep.
This week has been hot.
Yep. Thank God for air conditioning.
Yes. Which, as you... I don't have it either, Tanner.
Yeah.
And my house is, like, you know, sweaty. Boiling. Sweaty.
You also live in your basement?
I don't. I just decide to...
Deal with it?
Deal with it.
Yeah, I sit outside of my
basement. Well, I was just going to, like, thank you for saying it, because I was just about to say, like, Tanner has the best outdoor patio in town.
That's nice.
Hands down.
Yeah, and you should come check it out sometime.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it there.
Yesterday, I had Fatburger on the patio.
Yeah, that's what nice. Did you think about that? Let's get an on-the-air review of that.
Yeah, you like burgers? What's your
Love
review?
Love burgers. I've had Fatburger before, but, like, it was a long time ago, so I really wasn't paying attention.
Right.
And it was, I like, when I had it, it was just, like, a get-in-scarf-it-down kind of meal. I didn't really get to
enjoy
it. So I got to enjoy it with
Never
Tanner.
Had a Fatburger.
Oh, you should.
Oh, it's good.
It's very good. So it's in between a fast food burger and a restaurant burger.
Okay.
So it's more expensive than your average fast food burger, but it's a little cheaper than like a restaurant burger, right? Okay. But it was all, and it you can taste it. This was like all real ingredients.
Yeah. Like, and they like make it, like you can watch them make it.
Yeah. Like this is quality cool. cheese, quality meat.
It's ground beef, not a patty that comes in.
Yep. Yep. So it was really good. Now, the one thing I'll say about it, a big win for it, is like if you get a restaurant quality burger and you like get that to go,
right?
Never tastes good. Like it's game over. You have to eat it at the restaurant. If you don't, well, it just ain't gonna taste good. This is right underneath a restaurant quality burger, but you can get it to go. Okay. So that's a huge win if you're like just nice. Like I don't want to eat it in a restaurant. I want to eat it at home.
And I gotta ask because I'm wearing my Friday shirt.
I was about to go there.
How are the fries?
Unbelievable. So Tanner placed the order for me because I don't, you know. Okay. And I got the curly fries.
Cajun Ooh. Seasoned curly fries.
Okay.
Fire. Fire.
Nice.
So good. Now, what I will say about the down, not a downside, they had gravy. The gravy was good. It was really good gravy.
It just wasn't fries gravy.
It wasn't fry gravy. It would have been good if it, like, it was gravy that you put on like mashed potatoes
okay.
and have for Thanksgiving dinner. So amazing gravy if it was that. But for dipping in fries and or a burger, it was just not the right type of gravy.
You dip your burger in gravy?
Ooh, yeah, you don't?
Whoa.
Why wouldn't you? Do you have like gravy on your roast?
We didn't really grow up with roast. No, so like
when you eat with the Spears.
Like, I mean, like,
yeah.
Anything like with your potatoes?
I was about to go real.
Potatoes, yeah.
Yeah.
But my mom.
Yeah, my Pam Pierre doesn't know how to make gravy. I was about to be really racist on the show for a second. I was going to get some phone calls.
Yeah,
gonna,
don't do it.
I was going to say some real things there for a second.
Don't do it.
But yeah, Pamela Pierre doesn't know how to make gravy. But,
not really. But we do have gravy now. I guess now I have had roast.
Yeah, you put like gravy on like your meat based products. So why won't you put it? On a burg.
Yeah, and like
I'm not hating. I just have never done such a thing.
Another good meal is hot turkey sandwiches where you take like hot gravy turkey and put it on just a piece of bread. Mm-hmm. You pour the gravy over top of it and you cut it up. That's real good.
That's one of my husband's favorite things.
Yeah, so like that's basically just a turkey burger. Like two pieces of bun and then turkey and then gravy.
I find that too soggy.
Well, you don't
get soggy.
Yeah, but
that's why you dip it. So you dip it and you bite it.
Plus a bun has a lot more bread structural integrity than a piece of normal bread does.
Facts.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Facts. All facts.
Again, I'm not hating.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
You should.
I should try
missing
it.
Out.
I don't know, like, if a lot of fast food restaurants have, well.
Oh, lots of fast food places have gravy. I'm on a.
And by a lot, I mean McDonald's. So
McDonald's has gravy and it is not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the worst fast food gravy in my opinion.
Okay.
If you're looking for a good fast food gravy, Wendy's top notch. Top notch gravy.
Wendy's.
A&W is a close second.
See, I do like Wendy's or A&W, sorry.
Yeah.
Wendy's, I really only get the chicken burger, the spicy chicken burger.
I know,
from
you're
Wendy's.
So frustrated.
And you're getting a chicken burger? Yeah, you should definitely try their gravy there.
With the spicy chicken?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Next time.
And do gravy for your fries at the very minimum.
Well, yeah. Gravy and fries always go together well.
I don't know.
Like, I mean,
poutines are the bomb.com. So.
That's right. Have you not tried the poutine at Wendy's?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing with your life?
That's exactly it. You need to look at what you're doing in life and make some major corrections here.
I'm kind of sad y'all ate before you came because Wendy's is right there.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You never know where the
night can go.
Well, we got 45 minutes to decide.
Yeah, here you go.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's late night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it why? Wendy's closes early?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, we ain't going to Wendy's.
McDonald's, that's what I'm saying. 24 hours.
I know. Why is Wendy closing down? Can you hear that beat?
What beat?
Hear that drum?
Tavern?
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's going down. I can hear it.
Good for you. I have headphones on listening to you guys.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, you're winning, Tanner.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
It's such a privilege to just constantly have you in my ear all the time. I feel so blessed.
Yeah. Is that what you're grateful for today, Tanner?
Oh, yeah. I'm grateful for that Jiminy Cricket voice in my ear. Yeah. It's like Jiminy Cricket got drunk.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I'm just like, ugh. I'm not a good Jiminy Cricket.
No.
We were, I don't want to say we necessarily threw a party, but we had a hotel banger a few months ago.
Yeah.
And we lived, it was like a rock star. Yeah. It was like a real rock star weekend that nice. We threw. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And I was there the whole time as the responsible adult.
Ish.
And everything that went on, I was just like, yeah, I know, you should do this.
This is what, like, he was the responsible adult in the sense of, like, he was responsible and didn't do anything.
That's right.
But then anytime anybody else was like, I'm going to do this wild activity, he was like, yes, I sign off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, all right, well, if the responsible adult who's doing nothing signs off on this, like, huh,
yeah,
must be fine.
Yeah. We talked about a little bit about it, right?
Yeah.
Before? Like, there may have been a tattoo artist.
Whoa.
That was participated in this party. That's and cool. There might have been tattoos given out that night.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
My friend just got, a new tattoo artist. Her son just graduated.
Oh, okay.
And so her son's friend is now getting into tattoos. And
okay.
Just did a random sketch.
Yeah.
On, like, didn't even show her. She was like, yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that energy.
That is...
Would you do that?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think I would get a tattoo, though.
The night that we were doing the tattoo artist was there. She was giving tattoos.
Yeah.
And she brought, like, everything. Clean needles, like, the whole kit. She brought, like, the whole everything. And then everybody that she tattooed, she's like, okay, it's your turn. Yeah. And and I was like, what? What's happening here? She's like, yep, your turn to tattoo me.
No way.
She got tattooed... by everybody that gave her...
That she gave a tattoo? Yeah. Wow.
And, like, nobody was a tattoo artist that gave her a tattoo.
Wow.
And...
That's bold.
Hands down, one of the worst tattoo artists in that room that evening. Sitting right across the table from us right here.
Yeah. Well,
you butchered that poor girl.
Yeah, and guess who has the most memorable tattoo?
You and her?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to have to see that tattoo later. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You asked for it.
Yeah, okay.
You asked for it.
I can show you right now if you want. Nobody sees me on camera.
Yeah,
I'm not worried.
Yeah. You asked for it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that went down. So you said you're going on how many trips you got on the go here, Tanner?
Me?
Yeah.
That I'm planning?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 currently.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about these? I only know about one of them with John.
Yeah, I'm planning to be in Calgary on September the 9th. Okay. You should come to a rave with me.
Okay, I'm looking up these dates here. September 9th, okay.
And then Edmonton, September 16th, 17th.
Okay.
Edmonton again, October 7th. And then Edmonton again, November 17th, I think.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Exciting.
You have to come to the November one because you haven't come to a rave with me in forever.
The answer is 100% yes on that. I was just going through my calendar. On the 9th, I can't. I'm doing a course about trade shows. Actually, the Max City Morning Show is supposed to be on the road, I believe, that weekend as well.
That might work out.
Plus, it's somebody's
birthday.
On
the road, like, outside of here. Like, just it's in town.
Oh, God.
And then on the 17th, I can't because it's September 17th. GP's birthday,
yeah.
So I can't be out of town for that because he'll lose his mind. Yeah. On the 7th, I will be in Newfoundland, Labrador.
of September?
Yep.
In October.
Okay.
And then, yeah, on the 27th, we should pencil that into the calendar. November, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I thought it was like October 27th. I'm like, oh, somebody's birthday is on that day too. 28th. 27th? Keegan.
No. You're asking the wrong two people. Keegan's
18th.
I have no horse in this race.
Yeah.
18th.
Anyways. Yikes. Whatever, I don't care. I know it's in October.
I mean...
you have a kid. Their birthday is sometime this year.
Yeah. This is true.
That's right.
Those are facts about Tanner.
That's right.
I am a person with a birthday this year.
There you go.
Comes around.
Yeah. Once a year, at least. At least.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Alicia earlier today because she's been all around the world, done a lot of traveling. Asked her about Amsterdam. She has not been to Amsterdam.
I have not.
You want to come to Amsterdam?
Perhaps.
So I started looking into flights. If we lived in Ontario or Montreal, it'd be so cheap to get to Amsterdam.
I was looking flights included for 10 days, $1,800 a person.
Where? In Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Whoa. Flights included. So what do you say? You found accommodations?
Yeah. Accommodations and flights, $1,800.
Where? Like, well, when you say accommodations, is this on a tour or is this like one hotel for the whole time?
Just one hotel for the whole time.
Wow.
I guess we're going to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
$1,800 for how many days?
10 days.
10.
That's pretty good.
That's a steal of a deal.
Yeah.
When did they specify the months?
It was like March sometime.
Wow. Planning ahead.
I think we're going to Amsterdam.
Yeah. I was looking this up yesterday and it was on Expedia.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Amsterdam, here we come.
Yeah.
I'm being dead serious.
I'm well aware you are.
Yeah.
You don't say things unless you mean it.
No, I do not. Because, again, like I've learned now that I get in trouble when I do.
Yeah, or other people have to lose out on things.
You didn't watch today's episode because I know you were with me all day. Yeah. So we did some filming last week. And I was like, yeah, we're filming on such and such a date on location somewhere. And on locations, I don't, like, Tanner doesn't do the questions, but... So I can do it by myself if I have to. I don't like to, but I can do it. So I was like, yeah, man, I'm doing this on location. Yada, yada, yada. He's like, oh, sorry, man, I can't make that. I'm leaving. I'm like, oh, no worries. And I was like,
no worries. Really wish you would be there, though.
That's what I said. So, like, I said wish. I said I really wish you'd be there. Uh-oh. And fast forward the week that we were filming, Tanner's like, well, as per usual, you made your wishes come true.
Oh, no.
I can't leave on the day I thought I was, so I'll see you at work. I was like, my bad, man. He's like, yep.
Yeah. Was not even trying to be subtle. I was like, no, this is indeed your fault.
Yeah.
You always get what you wanted. You said you wanted this, and here we are.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So shout out to Ellie Pierre for always getting what he wants.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for, bro.
Careful what you wish for.
No, it's not even careful what you wish for, because like he got what he wanted with no repercussions for him.
It worked out so well for me, actually.
He made the shitty wish, and then I got the repercussion from it.
Yeah.
Like, now, this is classic Elliot Pierre getting what he wants and other people suffering for it.
It worked out so well, too, because...
Tanner, I grew up with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
I feel you.
If he wasn't there, like, because I was going to, like, I had to take the cold shot, like, I wouldn't have been... My weekend adventure would have been completely different if I had to do that on a solo mission. So I was, like, extremely grateful that Tanner, like... ended up being there for like the whole adventure. And Tanner had a good day on like the day of, which we were supposed to talk about on the lot, like, but we just get, we talk about so much random stuff.
Yeah. And then it hits the 20-minute mark, sort of like we did right now.
That's right.
Whoa.
But no, we are not talking about the good stuff that took place on the filming day that we wanted to talk about on air.
No.
So
that's no fun. You got to know us for those exclusives.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Do a lot of fun stuff.
We are at 20. I don't care I don't know if you want to go over or not.
Yeah, we'll go a little bit over. I want to talk about how battle-ish is on camera.
Oh.
So today, yeah. Like, you were like, literally, as soon as it came, I know, like, on this podcast, you do okay. Oh. Like, we know. Like having you on the podcast. You're good at the conversation. But, like, when we film stuff.
Yeah. I'm
like, outside of this, like, for the vlog and stuff, or, like, for ads, You're horrible.
Oh, is everybody not just a normal old Elliot Pierre on camera?
No.
Ah, crazy. No. Hey?
And then the mocking is tenfold too. Oh. And, you know, it's like in so Elliot will be doing a video, and I'm in it, and he's like, "Well, that was terrible. Take two." And oh, I see. That was so bad again. Take three. And then he, you know, continues to mock me and then says, "Well, here we are. I'm going to do this on take one." And he does it himself. And he's like, "Yes, that was one, you know, just did it in one shot."
Yeah, you know what you should have done?
Yeah.
You should have just, like, looked at him and was like, "That's terrible. Do it again."
Well, the funny
that's
part
what I would have done.
The funny part about all of this, though, is, like, I do it and she's there in real life, but she doesn't know what. In my head, I already know what the edit is going to look like.
Yeah.
And so she's just, like, thinking I'm making fun of her in real life. And then she, like, watches what the completed video looks like. She's like, "You're making fun of me on this video." I'm like,
"No,
yeah."
But you often do that. That you, when you used to do the vlogs,
yeah,
that was, every time I was in any kind of video with you, it was to mock me hard.
Yeah.
And even if you did things, you would edit out the bad things you did. So it would always make me look bad.
That's right.
And I'd be like, "Hey, but I did that way better than you." And you're like, "Yeah, I cut that part out." And so it always makes me look just like the worst, uncoordinated,
if it makes
dumb, like just not a human that can do things.
If it makes you feel any better, I have been the karma in that situation for you.
Yeah.
Constantly just making sure I get Elliot's worst shots.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I tease him for things and shout out all the time. Like he'll mess up at the beginning and go, "Oh, we gotta restart," even though we don't restart for any guests. So then we'll restart, and I'll just make sure at the beginning of every time we restart to just go, like, tell everybody on air that we have restarted, because he is not a prima donna, but just, in fact, Madonna herself.
Yeah.
And needs everything to be perfect.
That's right. Oh, Tanner roast me up, yeah.
Well, somebody needs to roast you. Yeah. Like, I roast you off air.
I was just going to say that. See, like
a lot.
You get me, and always have got me, off air all the time. So me and my vlogs is kind of like my little way of being like, "Hey,
revenge.
There you go."
Except for the world.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's okay.
Well, and it's funny because, like, when I started here, Elliot, he's like, "Yeah, man, you got to be able to, you know, give a joke and take a joke if you hang out with me, because I like to give it," and then proceeded to not realize that I was better at it than he was.
Yeah.
And now I just constantly roast him and he doesn't know what to do. It's fun.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Like, I
humble you.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Yeah. Like, honestly,
I don't mind it. I need it. So I thoroughly enjoy if somebody can, like, get a joke in on me. Like, I'm like, "Hey."
As long as it's good.
Well, that's it. And then, like, there's some people that try to do it, and then they're, like, mean about it. And it's just like, come on. Like, we're just joking here.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say one thing. Mom's been roasting you hard.
Oh, my God.
And it's been just excellent.
Unbelievable.
So shout out to Mom.
Yeah.
For roasting Elliot.
Unreal. Mom is just, like, she's going hard in the paint.
Shout out to Elliot's terrible Scrabble game, too.
Oh, you should have heard her talking trash.
Mom's
when we played
Scrabble.
She is great at Scrabble.
Great.
And to say she was talking trash is an understatement. The whole game, oh, it was so bad. And, like, I was losing so badly. And you figure, like, somebody throw in a mercy rule here, you know? But she's just like, "Nope, there will be no mercy rule. And, I'm going to make fun of you as hard as if you were actually, like, close to winning."
That's awesome.
All right, Mom. But, yeah, the last 3 weeks, Pamela Pierre, anytime she's seen a window for a jab, she's been taking it.
Yeah.
As she should.
Yeah.
She's been keeping them in, and then now it's like, zing, zing. And I've been loving it.
You're all adults now. Time to tell you what I really think.
Oh, I mean, it didn't stop her when we were young, but she definitely is getting some zingers in Elliot. I've been loving it.
Yeah.
Because he's been mocking me hard on video, and I'm like, "Oh, man." And then my mom, out of nowhere, will just throw a zinger out there, and I'm like, "Hey, it all comes back around."
That's right. I feel like Alicia really is the public punching bag of
yes,
the family.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Christmas at all.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes third place.
Yeah. Literally, I heard that and I was like, this poor woman just gets it from her entire family, doesn't she? Ellie was like, yeah, no, all of us, all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I remember that one Christmas where I got the worst gift, and I was deemed the new Alicia.
Yeah.
It was just like, and you're like, ha ha, you're the new Alicia. I'm like, you're still Alicia.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, at least my present wasn't last place.
Yeah.
Just beat down, yeah. Haley.
Yeah, it was still mocking me, even though it wasn't me that had the worst gift. Anyway, it's cool.
Yeah. Listen. I feel that we are so tough within the family. When you leave, like, nothing can get you down. There's nothing a stranger could tell me that is more, like, ruthless and to the bone than my family
has
told me. That's right.
Yeah.
Like, when GP insults you, like, it's not funny. Like, yeah. Like it's funny because he makes it funny. And so you're just like, I can see the humor in that, but you're just like, you're not joking.
No,
like, it's his real
that's
opinion.
That's my new response when he says, it's a joke. I'm like, you're not joking, Dad. And he goes,
yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
I'm like, what? Doesn't even deny it, just has an extra laugh.
Yeah,
to,
that's
to
exactly
make you know
it.
You were right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. And then mom, she's so good. She's not as mean as Dad, but her jokes are so much like quicker, sharper, and wittier. You're just like, where did that come from? You're like the nicest woman on the planet. You're not supposed to be able to like roast like that. Family Pierre, she can throw down.
Your whole family can, yeah.
Yep. So, to end this show off, give a shout out to your company.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Speaking of shouting out companies,
yeah.
Isn't there some sunscreen you'd like to talk about?
Oh, yeah, let's see a sunscreen ad before we end this.
Okay, you just give me 1 second.
Okay. And we'll try not to talk over it.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from...
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you, Carrie, from Patchouli Rose. We love your ongoing support, and we love that commercial.
Thank you, Tanner, for remembering.
Yes, big shout out to Tanner for remembering. He's the producer.
Yeah.
It's really funny. I went to Tanner's family's wedding, right?
Yep.
And they were just like, oh, yeah, we watched the show. It's so good. You're awesome. Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, one of his family members was just like, so, like, asking me about, like, yeah, you know, like, the cuts and everything. How do you do that? And I was just like, Tanner. And they're like, oh, cool. And I'm like, oh, you know, like, the graphics that go in? And how does that? And I'm like, oh, I got to ask Tanner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, okay, you know when you put, like, fonts and things in there or like images and just like, yeah, like how do you do that? I'm like, Tanner. And then like there was a bunch of people like just huddled around me at this point. I'm like, just so we're all on the page, like it's not my podcast, it's Tanner's.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just sit and talk, like Tanner does everything else. And they all just like kind of looked over and I'm like, wow,
yeah,
okay,
like I had been telling them that for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you were for real when you said that you did this, hey? yeah
I was like, yeah, it's all Tanner.
Confirmation, hey.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Wow, it was fantastic.
Now, on the flip side, Tanner tried to explain that to a stranger, a.k.a. super fan on the bus.
Right, right.
And couldn't explain anything to this poor guy.
Yeah. I like that poor guy again. If it was me talking to me, I would be like, this guy is an idiot, and he actually doesn't know Elliot at all.
Yeah.
We're just standing next to each other on the bus, and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, he was asking me questions, and I felt like a seven-year-old trying to answer them.
He's just like, so what kind of programs are you using for editing? And Tanner's like, the one that starts with an S?
Like, no, the one that starts with an O.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's called OBS.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, nice. So, like, how do you edit? Oh, I don't edit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but, like, when you, like, when you do the stuff that doesn't go in. No, everything goes in. I don't edit. He's like, oh. like, yeah. He's like, okay, so what do you use for, like, equipment? I was like, we got Nikon cameras and some audio equipment. Level of professionalism he was expecting out of me was way too high. Yeah. Like, he was just like, oh, I'm going to be able to get to make some small talk with this guy, learn some stuff about the Max Sitting Morning Show. And all he really learned was, that guy doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing very well.
But somehow he puts it together.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And I couldn't agree with him more.
Yeah. So anyways, I caught the beginning of the conversation. I heard the flip-flopping, and I was like, but, you know, me and traveling, like, as soon as something starts to move, I just, like,
fall asleep.
So I didn't catch the whole, kind of had to fill me in at the end. But the beginning was quite amusing, to say the least. But, you tried to do a shout-out earlier today about your company.
Yeah, I did.
Let's see if you can do a better job right now.
Okay. So my company is Heartfelt, and I make felt toys for cats and for kids, and I make custom mobiles for babies. Anyway, I tried to do a shout out today at Absolute Serendipity, where you can get my products for your cats and DIY kits. Really fun, something to do. And yeah, it was really bad. So that's why it took 3 takes and none of them were good. I asked Elliot what I should be saying. He was like, oh, you should say this. And then he's like, go. And I didn't understand a word he said. And I was all jumbly. And, it was very embarrassing, but anyway, Heartfelt. That's what I do. I love it. And check it out at your local store. Absolute Serendipity.
There you go. It actually wasn't that bad, but it was funny. And
it was pretty funny.
It made for good content.
And I can promise you, he only pulled it off in one shot because you were there and he was cocky. I've watched this man go to reshoot not anything he's putting online for a company, but a video he's sending to a friend 4 times because he doesn't like the way he words it.
Yeah.
That's right. Facts. Yeah. Facts.
You didn't suck. You weren't Elliot Pierre perfect.
That's right. Yeah. It's a high bar I set.
Yeah.
Only for Pierre's, though. It's a low bar for anybody else.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I try to. Love that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We got other things to do on this Friday afternoon, evening-ish. So let's wrap it up. Alicia, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. Tanner, thank you for being you and keeping us all in line.
No problem. Thanks for the paycheck.
Yeah, no worries. So everybody at home, thank you very much for watching and supporting. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Also to Carrie and Patchouli Rose for being a sponsor of the show. We really appreciate both of your guys' ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. And what?
And big shout out to Blue Powerade.
Blue Powerade. That's what's up.
No, I'm sticking with orange. Hope you guys are having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so broken now that this show's over. I need another one.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?